Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I hope you have seen the movie, I Can Only Imagine. If you haven't, I urge you to rearrange whatever you need in order to go see it as soon as possible. It is a story with every one of our names written in it because it is a story of redemption. Every one of us can relate because every one of us has had our own redemption story if we've come to Christ. It strengthens and encourages our faith when we are reminded of God's exceeding great love on display in a person's redemption story like that in the movie. You know, you rejoice and you praise God that He is still in the business of changing hearts and redeeming lives. And just as in the movie, there are some lives that take a longer time to move to that redemption process. You know, some people have hearts that have grown really hard and really cold. And some that look to us that, well, are just impossible cases for redemption. You know, most of us probably know people whose hearts are cold toward the truth of Christ. You know, sometimes these people are hard on the outside just like they're on the inside. But, you know, sometimes there are lovely people on the outside who are just completely cold on the inside of the things of Christ. You know, we in our family have, you know, family and friends on both sides of that coin in our lives. I bet you do too. Either way, it is good to remember that nothing and no one is beyond the reach of our Savior. His reach extends just as His outstretched arms on that cross. And the Gospels are filled with examples of individual redemption stories. You know, it's in the middle of Nicodemus' redemption story that we find the reason why Christ reaches out to redeem each of us in John chapter 3. You'll remember Nicodemus was a wealthy, highly educated, well-known, well-respected Jewish Pharisee. Nicodemus had been following Jesus, listening to His teachings, and finally came to Jesus one night to try to gain understanding of just who Jesus really was. We see this encounter in John chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "Oh, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "Well, how can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "Well, how can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Well, this was the beginning of Nicodemus' redemption story. And John 3:16 is where many of us also began our redemption stories. But wherever you began yours, it is during this week that we all as Christians collectively celebrate Jesus' resurrection, which makes redemption and everyone's redemption story possible. Praise God, Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. So that one day, those of us who have called upon the name of the Lord in salvation will meet Jesus face to face. And as the song, I Can Only Imagine, says, I can only imagine when that day comes. Oh, what will our hearts feel? Will we dance for Jesus or in awe of him be still? Will we stand in his presence or to our knees will we fall? Will we sing hallelujah? Will we be able to speak at all? Oh, we can only imagine. The ladies, praise God that we know that we know that we know. We never have to only imagine, but one day we will be there with Jesus face to face. Praise God that he never gives up on us, never. And he will never give up on anyone, anyone, for that call to redemption. That is what we will fix our minds on this week with excellent and praiseworthy thoughts. That Jesus has arisen. He has arisen indeed. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.